Everyone ready? Good evening again. So it's approximately 8:40. We've come back into the open session. Thank you for bearing with us. It was important that we spent the time we needed to discuss the matters. So we discussed the business administrator, township administrator situation. Is there a motion to be made? Sorry.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Speak loud.
Okay. I make a motion to place the township administrator on administrative leave with pay, effective immediately until conclusion of the independent investigation or further action of this committee.
Is there any discussion by the committee or a second for that motion?
I will second that motion.
Any further discussion by the committee or roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So the staff will be informed and steps will be taken to implement the administrative leave. One more housekeeping item for the committee. For our next regular meeting on Wednesday, August 17th, since we have this room available to us, I would propose that we reschedule the meeting to be located here at the Woodland School. Would there be a motion to relocate the regular meeting of August 17th to the Woodland School?
I'll make that motion. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion or roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. There's no other business on the agenda, and being a special meeting, there's no other business to take up. At this time, is there a motion to open to public comment on any comment, any topic a member of the public would like to make?
Motion so made.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Before we start, I just want to make one quick comment about public employees in general. They do have a very difficult position. They work in a fishbowl. We all see them. We all know everything about their work. So I would just like to make sure that everybody is respectful to the employees if that's what they want to make comments about. The other comment would be for people who want to make comments about cannabis, keep in mind that there is a application before the planning board, so this committee can't address questions that may impact that application. And in general, this is not, as we always say, this is not a question and answer period. Members of the committee may choose to engage, may choose to answer, but no one should expect answers to any question that they want to bring up. With that, if there's a member of the public who would like to make a comment, please come up to the microphone, and the floor is yours.
Good evening. David Overaker, Red Mill Road. I want to express my serious concerns with the proposal by NAR Group to establish a cannabis cultivation facility at 62 Anthony Road. The proposed facility poses a threat to our quality of life. We'll have incoming and outbound commercial traffic through residential areas and environmental threats to our most precious resources, our forests and streams. I've read the letter from NAR Group to the township dated 2022 and found it to be superficial, to say the least. Let me start by stating the obvious. NAR Group wants to bring an industrial facility to the center of our township. They are licensed for cultivation of 20,000 square feet of cannabis plants, which will require a building with sophisticated environmental systems to control noxious odors, sophisticated water and wastewater management systems, a product testing laboratory, packaging and distribution facilities, 24/7 security, and a steady draw of a significant amount of water from our aquifer. The lot where they hope to operate this facility is far from commercial corridors and includes a Category 1 stream and an extensive area of designated wetlands designated by NJDEP. Let's start with the commercial traffic. NAR Group states that they will be, quote, packaging for distribution 5 times a year in a Sprinter-sized van. Are we supposed to believe that is the maximum anticipated over the life of their operations? Every business adjusts their supply chain in response to market conditions. Residents should know what their distribution forecasts are for the first 5 to 10 years and the expected maximum number of outbound shipments during that period. They mention nothing about outbound waste shipments. The NAR group notably also fails to mention anything about inbound traffic in their letter. There will be a steady stream of shipments coming into the facility to maintain operations. Bulk deliveries of nutrient raw materials for the continuous hydroponic feeding, materials for facilities and operations maintenance, office supplies, and the list goes on and on. I'm an engineer, I work in manufacturing, I know what it takes to operate a facility like this. There will be visitors coming for business meetings, CRC regulatory audits, safety inspections, and so on. The location is by no means suitable for the traffic we should expect. I'm also concerned about what NAR Group could become if allowed into our township. According to the NJCRC, quote, legally allowable product categories include dried flour, concentrated oils, resin, vape formulas, tinctures, topicals, syringes, lozenges, and soft chews. NAR Group states, quote, we will be cultivating medical cannabis from seed to flower, end quote. But nothing prevents them from seeking license approval for those other allowable product categories in the future. A transition from dried flour to any other product category would require additional chemical processing facilities and waste management facilities that would introduce new and more significant environmental hazards and risks that aren't being contemplated today. It would be reckless to assume that NAR Group will never expand their business beyond the dried flour medical product. Don't jeopardize our quality of life for the flimsy promise of a few jobs. Tell NAR Group to find a more suitable site for their industrial plant. Thank you.
This time, if another member of the public would like to make a statement or comment, please come forward.
My name is Rich Webb. I live on Anthony Road. I just want to ask a question about the resolution. Who's going to conduct the investigation?
Several weeks ago, we retained special outside counsel. I can't pronounce their name, but...
James Prusinowski, Mayor.
So we've retained outside counsel. They were retained for another matter unrelated to the business administrator, but we've expanded that investigation, that person's mandate to cover this investigation.
Have they started the investigation?
Yes.
Have they told you when they're going to finish the investigation?
It is not possible at this time to set that date.
Why is that?
Because it's based on what will occur during the investigation.
But you have a finite set of facts that occurred. They're not being asked to investigate, you know, the last election. It's a finite event that occurred on a certain day. Presumably, they've done this before. They can give you some idea of how long that's going to take.
But I would note that in the motion that was passed, the committee reserved the right until further action by the committee. So we intend to monitor that closely.
I understand that. But I guess the people might want to, does that mean 2 weeks or does that mean 6 months?
I'll monitor it, but I can't say this evening.
I don't think we can be more specific than that. That the committee
will
be.
Will there be any sort of update at a future meeting as to progress on that, or about how long it's going to take? So 2 weeks from now, will we know how long it's going to take?
Again, I will monitor, but I'm not involved in the investigation. I'll keep in touch with the investigator for the timeline. The committee has reserved the right to take additional action prior to that time. So there's an understanding about the time sensitivity and the need to proceed in as the most straightforward manner possible.
Was there any other agreement made with the business administrator in connection with this?
I couldn't hear you.
What's that?
I didn't hear your question.
I said, was there any other agreement made with the business administrator concerning her employment outside of the fact that there's going to be this investigation pursuant to the resolution?
No, there's, to my knowledge, there's the one hiring letter when we hired her. That's the only agreement that's in place.
Okay, so there's no other oral agreement or written agreement with her?
No, certainly not related to tonight's action.
Well, related to any action?
No, not related to any action, just the one hiring letter.
Okay, thank you.
Jim Orlowski, Slyker Road. Regarding her continued on pay, why is that?
Mayor, I would say that the committee has received legal guidance regarding all the varied issues facing the committee that arose from this incident and is taking the most prudent course forward. And I don't want to discuss the details of our strategy and our goal to move forward, but to say that we are doing so in the manner that is most protective to the township and our position as a township and the taxpayers, and to address all claims and concerns that have been raised fully.
Why could you not put her salary in escrow during this investigation time period?
I've made my statement. I'm not going to discuss the legal strategy that's been discussed with the members of the Township Committee in detail.
What is legal behind my question?
I can't do that without jeopardizing our position.
Okay. I've read the township newsletter, Mayor Schmidt. The last time you did mayor notes was in 2020. Nothing has happened in this township since then that you need to comment on?
The website mayor's comments?
Mm-hmm.
To my knowledge, those were last used when Mr. McKee was mayor, and I believe there was a decision among the committee that the mayor doesn't speak individually. So that's it's not, my understanding is it's not available to me to make comments there. I understand why that doesn't necessarily make sense, but we speak as a committee, not to use the website as an individual platform.
That doesn't make sense. Then why is it still there?
That's a fair question.
Okay. Question number three. This is the third meeting I've been to with this group. All we do is get to comment. I'm trying to ask a question here, especially on the pot issue. At what point do we get to ask the committee and the lawyer and get answers? All we do is talk.
Is that at the planning board? Is that at the planning board?
For which one?
To ask cannabis-related questions.
Yeah, cannabis-related question. Okay,
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the word cannabis. I'm sorry. Well,
I said pot. I didn't say cannabis.
Sorry. Okay, that's why. Sorry. So August 16th is the planning board hearing where NAR Group is going to make their presentation, the planning board is going to listen, and the public will be able to ask them questions based on everything that they presented to the town and the planning board. And everybody who shows up has a voice for as long as it takes.
So we get to ask questions of them.
Yep.
Do we get to ask questions of you?
Of us?
Yes, based upon what you're hearing.
Not while the application is before the planning board.
Yeah.
Correct.
When you say us, you're referring to the Township
the
Committee?
Township Committee.
Yep.
There are two members of the Township Committee, correct, that serve on the planning board?
Yep.
The two members...
Who are?
Two. Ms. Kohler.
One?
And
two. Okay. Thank you.
There's a pending application. There's a review of that by a separate legal body, the planning board. That hearing is a full hearing where Ms. Kohler and Mr. Lau are there for the entire hearing, however long that may be. It may be multiple sessions. So they would be required to participate in that and then render their opinion or decision. So for them to do so now, prior to the hearing...
I didn't ask for now.
Okay.
I just asked what the time...
Because we come to these meetings,
we get a lot, we say a lot, we never hear a word from any member here until the vote. So we have no clue what's going on in your mind. We have no idea of the additional information you have that you've not shared with us. And that's not the way this township should work.
The planning board is a much different animal. You're going to see
okay. The
members asking a lot of questions and showing where their interest in is and what bothers them or where their concerns are about the application. So I think of any place, that's probably going to give you your best view as to what those individuals are thinking.
Would
be my guess from previous experience.
So let me ask you a different question. How did they approach the board and ask for this pot farm to be put in place?
How did who?
This isn't a question and answer session.
That's part of my problem.
I know we start down that road, but
yeah.
I think we can take that up offline.
I'm not sure what the question is. I'm sorry.
How the NAR Group application came to us, I think, was the question.
How'd they come to you? What's the process?
It's a process.
What's the process?
I honestly don't know. That's employees handle it, and then it comes.
Wait a minute. You're the township.
Right.
You don't know the process?
Mr. Oleski, you're asking a question of how it got to the planning board? Is that what you're asking?
I'm asking what's the process that these people approach the planning board or the council?
We have employees that handle the application. They come and they deal with the applicant. They bring it to the planning board. And we review the application.
Okay.
So there's a background portion that is handled by the employees that we don't get into the minutia of it.
Okay.
We expect that they bring it to us when it's at a point of doing that. And that's true for every member of the planning board. There's 11 members. I don't know how many will be sitting on it at that time.
Okay. So basically anybody can come to the planning board with anything.
That's correct.
Yeah.
If I could help the committee person there, they deem the application complete before the planning board, and then what they do is they have a public hearing with proper notice in the paper, on the internet, send any interested property owners within a certain number of feet. So there will be public hearings, but the first step is to have it deemed complete, which I understand the planning board already did, and it is scheduled for a public hearing. So anybody can go and ask questions after, I believe, the applicant presents their case. You can cross-examine witnesses. You can ask your own questions. It's a very deliberative process.
Okay.
And that's what's involved.
Okay. So basically, folks, you'll have another opportunity to ask questions.
Nicole Gallo, Country Woods Drive. Mr. Lyons, you just made a comment that you didn't want to jeopardize the case. You guys jeopardized the entire town by hiring this administrator. Mr. Wilson, Mr. Schmidt, Mr. Lau, you voted to hire this woman. We questioned, you said you had 33 applicants, you interviewed 6, and you chose her with a history of suing towns. You hired her anyway. You had 300 people in this room in April, your constituents, telling you what we wanted as a town, as taxpayers, because we elect you. You work for us. It's not the other way around. And now I'm here to say we told you so. You saw the writing on the wall. I watched you interact with her at the last town meeting. A little chummy, okay? You guys don't realize, in all reality, you put everybody in that office in jeopardy. You guys did. You're the ones who voted her in. You had the police officers have to deal with it. Somebody almost got hurt with a walker. It's all over the state. It'll be all over the country soon. And you three should be held liable for what you did to this town, not listening to your constituents.
Thank you. Thank you, young lady. You took the words right out of my mouth. All right. I'm Fred Janis. I live on Mount Airy Road here in Lebanon Township. I work for Lebanon Township Police Department, Tewksbury and Califon. I've worked other departments. Never in my time as a patrolman in this town, this great town, Lebanon Township, have we ever had an incident where it was anything racial motivated. Where I heard racial motivated was back in 1961 when I was stationed down in Norfolk, Virginia. Sailors and dogs keep off the grass, and any person of color would actually have to step off the stoop to get by. We never had that in this area, never. I worked for Detective Sergeant Stephen Jordan, was my training sergeant, and he taught me a lot. If I remember the last time I spoke here for the first time, I said things to you. And I said I had a gut feeling that what you people were going to do, you were going to hire. I said, prove me wrong. Detective Sergeant, you were right. You people screwed over me. You knew what you were going to do prior to that. We were never against a person who you hired. It was the position that you had offered. I'm a disabled veteran. So are many guys here. We got more qualified people in this town. I forget how many ones you said about. But we got more qualified people in town to do the job. Give it to a vet or somebody. But then later on, it came out about this crap, what she's doing. She's doing this. The writing was on the wall. And if I remember correctly, and you know for a fact I said that, I said, if anything transpires and we're sued, you three are paying for it, not me. Now, I'm tired of this crap. No, excuse my friend. Hey, listen. Oh, all right, hey, let's not make it like the last meeting I attended because there was no semblance of order, you know? Okay, now, I drove 2 hours to come up here to get to this meeting. I've been a resident here for a long time. I love this town, and everybody mostly called me Uncle Fred. I told them if I was mayor, I'd be fired the first day because I'd be punching somebody out. All right, never mind. Number two, going back to this diamond aerosol plant. I worked there for quite a while. I know for a fact that there were 55-gallon drums of canisters buried in the ground. Nobody told you where it was because that was gone. You never know nothing. Ask me no questions, I tell you no lies. Where the hell did you clean up the whole site? Has it been cleaned up? You're going to plant stuff there? Is it going to be affected by what's in the ground? Number two, I know there's people coming from over across the border that are migrating in our area. What's to stop them from hanging in the back up there? You're going to have security? Are we going to pay for it? Or are these people going to pay for it? It's coming out of my pocket? No way. Let's double check. Let's buy it. We don't want this pot playing around. You know, we got an administration now in D.C. now is worth diddly squat. Years ago, we know for a fact, if this stuff happened years ago, you know what would happen? You'd be tarred and feathered. So I said enough. I'm going back down the shore. Enjoy your day. And please, you work for us. We don't work for you.
Good evening. Don Sherman on McKenzie. I did hear you say tonight that the application has been deemed complete for the cannabis facility. As a former member of the Hackettstown Land Use Board, we actually approved a production facility that met stipulations that we cited, and it was an industrial neighborhood. It developed an environmental impact assessment, and an environmental impact statement was not required. In New Jersey law, if I'm correct, any facility that has $1 million of capital improvements and has any potential to impact surface water, groundwater, air, etc., requires an environmental assessment. If there's a $5 million investment in the capital facility, then it requires a full environmental impact statement. So if that application was deemed complete, then it must have said there is a finding of no significant impact, or a FONSI. That is inappropriate and wrong. So this needs to be reviewed, and if it can't come up till the public comment period, I'd like to request that we require this party to prepare a full environmental impact statement. That is what's required under New Jersey law. And I'll be back for another comment later.
Can they wait
anyone else coming? Someone's coming.
I'm Keith Galloway. I live on Mount Lebanon Road. I haven't come to many of these meetings for 25 years, but I've been a member of this community for longer than most of you people have been alive. And what troubles me is, back in the 80s, we had a problem with that same piece of property known as Diamond Aerosol. And a bunch of us hired an attorney, and we checked in on that. Unfortunately, Godfrey Pletzer was a member of your committee, and he was the supervisor there at Diamond Aerosol. We deposed two young men in their 20s that had worked there. And they, when they got deposed, they told us that they buried 50-gallon tanks in the ground where they eventually put a pole barn up and put a concrete slab over it. And that building is still there. And I knew darn well back then that we fought them. They sued us at the same time, and they left the state, and they left this township to clean up what they could. But I know darn well you didn't do one single drilling to test on those tanks that are still apparently in that ground. We all had our water tested. So far we've been fine, but eventually, like an oil tank in the ground, they're going to leak. Now, where's that water going to go to, and who's going to be responsible? But I really didn't come here to talk about that tonight, but I joined these people about their concern. My concern is this. Everybody would have to be blind not to see all the ash trees dead along our roads. Back in the 60s, I had a very good friend as a passenger in a car, and a branch went through the windshield, through his skull, and he died in an institution 20 years later. Now, I wanted to go on record tonight to say that if I know you have an easement from the center of the road, and there are plenty of trees along our roads that are dead. If you don't want to take them down, I wanted to be on record tonight to tell you that if something like that happens to an individual, I'll find out who it is, and I will go to their defense, because this is your responsibility.
I'm Bart Lagomarsino, Vice President of Lebanon Township Board of Education. When I put myself on the ballot for Lebanon Township, it was because I wanted to help the community. I wanted to make sure that we had the right type of education, we had the facilities, we had the income coming in to this school district to support the students and the kids of this community. What do you think the value of a marijuana growing facility is to this community for children? Do you think this is going to raise the amount of individuals and households coming into our community that have kids? They're going to say, this is a township that voted in a marijuana growing facility. Let's bring our kids there. What do you think is going to happen with people who, like me, who have young children, if this marijuana facility comes in? I'm going back to Texas.
Anyone else coming forward for public comment? Yes.
Dave White, Fort Hill Road. I'm a newbie. I came into this town, just like the gentleman just said, you know, to bring my family, to raise my family here. You know, we're God-fearing people. We love our community that we've moved into, just like we did with the ones we left. But when the people from Black Lives Matter came next door, I said, nope, we're out of there. We're here to be a part of a conservative, farming, you know, middle-class community. And the whole idea that, you know, we're going to have a pot farm here. You know, the water levels are low enough in Spruce Run in the reservoir. Can't you see that? And now we're going to add all this wastewater to it. We just got to say no to that. Also, I want to know if you guys have put in a restraining order against Ms. Brown, because she did actively cause a violent, hostile situation. Is there a restraining order? Is she allowed on our premises anymore? I did, in fact, call the ladies in the office.
We took the action tonight of administrative leave, and will so that there will be she will not be in the building. That was the purpose of the action taken by the committee tonight.
As a matter of protection for our public servants, I would request that a restraining order be placed against Ms. Brown effective immediately. Thank you.
Don Sherman, Mackenzie Road. I came before you prior to the hiring of Karen Brown. This is not about Karen Brown directly. This reminds me of 9/11. There are only three possibilities of what happened at 9/11. Our authorities knew nothing, and it was a total surprise. The second possibility is that our authorities knew about it, and they let it happen on purpose. The third possibility is they not only knew about it, they made it happen on purpose. There's the didn't know, total surprise, Lee Hop or Me Hop. We all knew this was going to happen. So I ask you, council members, did you let it happen on purpose, or are you part and parcel of this action? What I see is somebody who has been encouraged or allowed to spew hate and bully people. This is a hate crime, and as part of this investigation, this must be dealt with as a hate crime. Thank you.
How many people are up for election in November? Can you raise your hands? I understand, Mr. Wilson, you didn't primary as a Republican.
Excuse me?
You didn't primary in June.
I chose not to run the Republican primary.
Right. You chose to use the group. I got a nice glossy photo in my mail with your picture on it. It was called Common Sense. Was that the group?
Common Sense Independent.
Was that something to do with Bill Spadia's group that's on 101.5?
I used to listen to 101.5, not anymore.
But it so has nothing to do with the Common Sense.
No, I have no relationship with Bill Spadia.
You're going to do an election in November as an independent under the Common Sense is the platform.
It's actually called Common Sense Leadership.
Leadership.
To be correct. It will come out in the ballot.
Okay. So we sat in this room, was it April or was it March? I wore a jacket. And I said, why would you do this if you have all this information about the person you want to hire? Why would you pick her? And there was a lot of uproar about it. To me, the common sense part of it was, let's review it and see where maybe we're going to admit we made a mistake. Maybe we can correct that mistake. To me, that's common sense. So now we're paying her to sit at home after I saw someone shaking, telling her story to the police, which I've never seen before, in the office of the township. I don't understand where the common sense is between the three of you that voted yes when you're holding a meeting in a building because more people are against what you're saying, but you got to have common sense. They don't want this. You're up for election. You guys are not. But we want you to do the right thing. I don't see you doing it right now. Common sense is, let me admit my mistakes. Was there a mistake made by hiring her? I don't think you guys are going to say that, right? Would that have happened if you hired internally? This stuff's all over the county. I don't know. It doesn't look good for us. It doesn't look good for you guys. I'm sad.
Victoria Cervelli from Red Mill Road. As a follow-up to that gentleman's statement, before you had the last meeting with regards to the hiring of the BA, had her contract been signed already? Mr. Lyons, can you answer that? Would you know? You can't answer it or you won't answer it?
I can't answer it. I don't...
Well, there's a big difference. Can't
I just said
or
can't.
Won't.
I answered it three times. I can't.
But why? Because you don't have the information? Or you just won't do it?
No, I made that distinction for you three times.
No, you haven't made the distinction.
I cannot answer.
Let me clarify for you.
I do not have the information to answer that.
A distinction says can't is means this, won't means that. Now, is it because you won't?
I'm not going to answer any further questions regarding the pending case.
So I'm going to refer back to this. Earlier was stated, you had all your a number of constituents here, and you chose to go into your room after you already agreed on the contract with her. You had already done it. You played us all as fools. And you know what? Take your checkbook out and start paying for her pay, start paying for her lawyers, all the extra lawyers now that we have to have, because you brought it to us. And you need to pay for it and be liable for it. And I'll go even further. Any ramifications to the other employees in the office, they should be covered 100%. Attorneys that they might need, anything, by you three personally. Not my taxpayer money. Not mine. Because I came and I warned you, and you didn't do anything about it because you already had your decision made amongst the three of you. And unfortunately, only one is up for election who decided to miraculously no longer be a Republican.
I have to make a statement. I am still a Republican, period, period. I'm running as an independent. I've been a Republican my entire life. I go back to the teens for Nixon. Period.
Okay. I'm looking to see if anyone else is coming forward to make us... Yes.
Hey, why don't we all go to the desk and voice our opinion? Here we go. Here you go, young man.
My name is Dan Addicks. I live on Mountaintop Road. On an orchard, or a former orchard, but it's still a farm. I want to know why the township had to go and hire an administrator first. I remember back when it was three men on the board, and they got everything done, and then after a while, they opened up the township hall, and they hired a few people. Kim was one of them, and to take care of the business there. Everything works smoothly for years. Now, all of a sudden, hey, we need an administrator to handle them. They're doing my job. You are supposed to be the administrators of the township. You don't need somebody else to do your work for you. You're getting paid for it. I mean, I've been here 78 years on that farm. Yeah, I like to keep it. I'm not going to live forever. I want to pass it on to my niece. But I want to make sure that if she doesn't have somebody to pass it on to, that it goes for a worthy purpose and getting preserved and farmed after we're long gone, to keep it open ground. I have, right now for me, I can walk from my farm, which the back of it is 30-foot Iron Point Mountain, I can walk over to Point Mountain and only have to cross one road, Point Mountain Road. I can walk over to the old Diamond Chemical Plant and never have to go across the road. I don't need the pollution. And as the weather changes, we're getting worse all the time. So you want to consider that. For any possible pollution, I quit spraying 4 years ago because I didn't want to do any more pollution. And that's why my trees are dying, thanks to the Chinese bringing in the ash tree borer and the spotted lampfly that's killing the trees. The lampflies has killed most of my apples and my pears because I don't spray. But, hey, you keep doing the way you're going, you're just going to have a township that's just all housing and nothing else, no vegetation. Thank you.
Nicole Gallo, Countrywoods Drive. Two things that I wanted to say. Regarding the NAR group, Mr. Schmidt, it's been told to plenty of us that in 2019 you sent a letter and didn't get township approval to the NAR group specifying that we had the zoning for them to come in and view the property. I know that was brought up. I don't know where it landed, but I think it should be brought up again. And regarding the business administrator, when we settle her out, we are requesting that we do not need a business administrator in this town and that no resolution should be put forth to hire a new business administrator. There was plenty of people that came up to this mic and offered their time, volunteering their time to do the things that you guys needed to be done. We have a lot of retirees in this community that are willing to help, young people that are willing to help pull the community together and let us save this town, work together as a community, whether we agree or disagree, we're one family. So I'm asking you, once this settles out with Karen Brown, as we told you it would, do not put another resolution in to hire another BA.
Keith Galloway again. I pose this question to all of you. Is this the only township in the United States that they have to grow medical marijuana? I think that this country is filled of property where they could grow medical marijuana. This is absolutely insanity.
I'm not seeing anyone else coming forward at the moment. Yep.
Hi, Tracy Bakowski, Wood Glen Road. I just wanted you to see the face of a mom that has to talk to her children and tell them, don't do drugs, don't do drugs. And then now a pot factory is going in on our road, and I have to explain to them why adults in their town, in the school where they're taught not to do drugs. And a mile away from our house is a drug factory going in. You missed your opportunity with the Woodglen store because maybe you could have bought that and you could sold some there too.
Good evening, Dr. Patricia Darcy. Anthony Rude. I have a PhD in chemical engineering, and I was a professor of chemical and biomolecular engineering for over a decade. My husband and I just bought our home a year ago on Anthony Road, and I can tell you with 100% certainty we would not have purchased that home had we known there was going to be a pot plant down the road. And as an engineer, I understand the processes that go on in that facility, and I'm extremely disappointed with this committee. I'm very happy with my community for standing up, but I'm very disappointed with this committee and the actions that you have taken. And regarding the BA, since it was so important to have this business administrator, who is taking over her jobs right now, her duties? Is someone else being overworked now because she had so many duties to take care of? Can you answer that? Who's doing all the duties that she was supposed to be doing? Who? It was so important to hire her. I need to know who's now tasked with doing all that work.
We
is
are
anyone?
Going to try to patch together some kind of commitment to do the loose ends that we've now opened up with what the action we've taken. Everyone on this committee has stepped forward and understands we have a major problem, and we're going to fill in the gaps as we can.
You have many major problems.
Correct, but I'm addressing the one you brought up to me about who's going to fill the gaps at our municipal building.
So are you going to burden the people that are already working there, that have already been traumatized?
I'm going to try to work with them and help them. I'm not going to do anything that would hurt them. But what I want to do is fill the gaps and keep this town running. We have some issues. We're trying to work our way through them. I don't think anyone on this committee, and I'm going on the line here, wants to say too much with potential litigation. Unfortunately, there's a lot we'd like to say. There's things we just can't say. So I hope you take me for face value, what I'm telling you, that we're working as a group right now to put things back together, and we have a lot of work ahead of us.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Did somebody say that the pot grower is here tonight? Okay. I think you're getting a sense the township does not want your business. You'll be fought every step of the way, so be prepared.
Anyone else coming forward for public comment? I'm not seeing anyone coming forward at the moment.
My name is Lorraine Martin. I live on Rocky Run Road. I'm brand new. I moved here. You got flies. I moved here the end of January. I thought I was moving to a nice, laid-back farming community with land. I would have never moved here if I knew there was going to be an industrial site that I could walk to. I came here for a lot of reasons. My health was one of them. I don't need this. It's not an industrial area. I left the city for a lot of reasons, and one of them was something just like this. You're all wrong.
Is anyone else coming forward for a public comment? Last call for public comment.
Keith Galloway again. I spoke with Mr. Wender earlier before this meeting started. He tells me that it's just coincidence. But I got to tell you, I think it's very coincidental that we have a commercially paved road starting on Anthony Road, goes on to Sliker, all the way to Califon, and off of Sliker to Hill Road, right to the Woodland store. We've never had that nice a road in this township.
Something to do with a farm.
Again, I'm looking to see if anyone else. Yep.
Bill Bone, Wood Glen Road. So,
could I ask you to direct?
See anything,
I'm sorry. It's a comment to the committee, if you would.
Okay, but you don't want to exchange anything with me, right?
Right.
Okay. So, if anybody wants to know the plan that's going to happen here or try to happen, look at Reddington Township. It happened here already. They snuck it in on medical. Now they're recreational to get the tax. They didn't get no tax on the medical. And they said, oh, let's get the tax on the recreational. And then they keep adding licenses. And they keep growing. That's what's going to happen here. All right? This has all been set up. This has all been orchestrated. They knew the game plan. And this is what's going on. So hopefully we all band together, wake up, and fight this thing, and call out how this happened. All right? So we got the paper trail, and we're going to put it out there. Thank you.
Anyone else coming forward for public comment? Seeing no one else coming forward, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make the motion.
I'm sorry.
Just in case you people haven't got the message yet, you have screwed up bad. You've let things get out of hand, and there's no reason for it to have gotten this far. Either you've been misled or you're not thinking very clearly. So I think you better sit back and do a little serious thinking about what you think should be done in this township, because the public doesn't like where you're coming from at this time. Thank you.
Patrick Pluta, 53 Red Mill Road. I would just like to say, in reference to the BA situation, you people who voted her in are reaping what you sowed. You can't say you didn't know about it. Previous history, previous actions, you knew all about it. I attended the meeting where you hired her, so none of this should be news to you. And as far as this pot growing plant, I really don't see how you people can think that the majority of these people in this township can think you have this township's interest at best of heart.
Anyone else coming forward? Yes.
Hi, I'm Linda Ryan from Highland Drive. At the April meeting, my letter was read about Ms. Brown and all of the lawsuits and other issues with her. It was read at that time. Needless to say, I'm not at all surprised by the video of the recent altercation in which Ms. Brown mentioned many, if not all, of the buzzwords leading up to an employment litigation suit. Regardless of the merits of her claim, if she has any, her behavior in the video was absolutely unacceptable, inexcusable, and unprofessional, and must be addressed. The town needs to know how this committee is going to address this mess, and we do not need a protracted investigation. Thank you.
Is anyone else coming forward for a public comment? Seeing no one else at this time, is there a motion to close public comment?
Motion to close public comment.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, having no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you all for coming.